Pew Pew, c'est un genre de musique. C'est un musique quand même, c'est une communauté. Genre, que nous, on vibe sur les mêmes shit. Comme, imagine qu'il y a un level de Pew Pew. Comme, Pew Pew One, c'est genre moi, comme vraiment hip hop.
So, hi, welcome to Apocalypse Please. We lied. We're not in the studio yet.
Oh, yeah, we promise that last week.
We did promise. We were very excited about it, but it doesn't work that way.
Almost there.
Like, we know we're going to be on the radio.
Yeah, almost there. You went to an information session last week and just did your exit project. How was that?
Oh, it was bullshit, man. I just talked about the Blue Jays game today, but I used, like, my sports voice. So I said, like, tune in. It was 30 seconds of me, like, this, go Blue Jays. And then, I left. Did that on the spot. So
CRJ people cool?
CRJ, CJRU.
CJRU, all right.
Learn that, because we're going to be saying it every week. They're cool. They're younger than us, which is weird.
Oh.
They're, like, 22-year-olds telling me what to do. I know what to do. Your child. Yeah, so...
But moral of the story, on the radio, hopefully next one?
The moral of the story is don't make promises when you haven't even been to the information meeting yet. Don't get your hopes up before you meet the 22-year-old who is in control of your career right now.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it's been a fun week. How about you?
No complaints. Ramadan's wrapping up. I'm going to go to Peterborough to celebrate Eid. And
so just eating?
Yeah, because you can finally eat during the day now.
Yeah.
Which it feels so weird for people after you haven't been eating with the sun's up. It feels like you're breaking a rule.
How Ramadan have you been this year?
Oh, I've been, like, this has been the worst.
It gets worse. Every year you commit more and then you do worse.
No, I've committed less and less every year.
I don't know, man. Every time I ask you, you're like, this last year was like, I was working and stuff, but this year I'm going to do it.
Yeah, I guess I have. Yeah, I'm pretty bad. I don't know. It's just hard. There's so much other shit going on.
No person is supposed to do that. Like, good on you for even trying. I respect the hell out of that.
No, I mean, yeah. Try it if you'd like. It's a big commitment to do it for a month. I think committing to do anything every day for a month is a big deal.
Especially something your body literally needs to do where you die. Yeah. Like, that's up there. How's the rest of
mental
the...
Mental constraint, though. We were talking about how there's all, like... we just watched a Nardvar interview with this band called, what was it?
Leftover Crack.
Leftover Crack, and how this guy could do all of these different drugs and still survive.
He's physically alive. I don't know if they're mentally the most stable or healthy people.
So you could say that about people fasting. Technically, they're alive. Mentally,
maybe that's why all these attacks happen during Ramadan.
Maybe they're just so hangry. Stressed.
You just Snickers, Isis. You're not yourself when you're fasting.
Yeah, but in all seriousness, really, there has been. Yeah, we talked about attacks in Somalia last week and now this week in Saudi Arabia and Bangladesh, too.
Yeah. Bangladesh was a really bad one.
But like I said, in Ramadan, they think that there's some added holiness to what they're doing or whatever.
Was Bangladesh ISIS?
I haven't looked into it. At all.
I'm gonna look that up. I feel like they did, but it gets hard to check after a while. I love how basically every time there was an Islamic attack, half of Reddit is just actually legitimately happy about it now. Because they're like, I told you it would happen again. Like, no one said it wasn't going to happen again. Jesus.
What?
Yeah,
that's
even
like
it's that Donald
Trump
thing. It's going to
be like a storm that destroys a part of the states. It's like...
ISIS did claim responsibility for Bangladesh and Yemen, which was 200 people.
But not Saudi Arabia?
Not yet, no.
Well, even there was like a horrible one in Iraq. Like one of the worst ones that killed like 200... Or was that in Yemen that killed 200 people?
No, there was another one in Baghdad.
That's what I'm saying. It's fucking crazy, man. Like, wow. I can't remember at a time when there was the actual wars like happening in Iraq and Afghanistan that there was this much. Or maybe I just wasn't paying attention, but this seems like it's happening...
And
way
like,
more places.
Congratulations, ISIS! Like you did it. Like, what the fuck is the point of this?
Well, it's long goal, right? They
long
keep,
goal is to
keep decreating destabilize the region enough that they can come in and take power.
Or no, or that the U.S. comes in and starts the caliphate, holy war of the prophecy, exactly. Right? That's their whole thing.
Yeah, holy, like, fuck, man.
Y'all tripping. That's crazy. But where do you even start with that? That's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, I have no idea where you start with it. That's, no. like, been my whole thing. Like, I think, like, education obviously is a big one, and having, like, creating a free society where people can speak and share ideas, that's a big one that doesn't happen in Saudi Arabia. Doesn't happen in Yemen. I don't know to what degree it happens in Bangladesh, but because like once you have open exchange of ideas, you'll have these fucking bat crazy ones about prophecies and revelations put to bed because they're batshit crazy, and they can be debunked, but nobody's doing it because the state is not allowing them.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, I don't even know.
And then that goes back to power. I don't know. It becomes a whole macro thing, but
yeah.
There's no quick fix to it.
And I got back into reading and listening to the CBC podcast on Hannah Arendt and her Origins of Totalitarianism and Banality of Evil. And she, I don't know, she has that idea of life without banisters or not committing yourself to any knowing any truth.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I mean...
So being, like, agnostic.
No, it's not even about God. It's everything. Like, all political thought should be ambiguous and conceptual and not... Like, totalitarianism in the form of Donald Trump, even Bernie Sanders, kind of, or ISIS, like, it comes from... They have, like, a fantasy narrative, and then they suck people in through that, through, like, almost a mythical story of what will happen if they join in this.
Mm-hmm.
But it all starts with feeling... With the idea that anyone can know anything... That any one idea is the truth that you need to follow.
Yeah.
And others should be ignored. And as soon as you're able to incept that idea into somebody, then you have control over them. Everything they do is based around that assumed truth of the world.
Yeah.
And that's easier to do in, you know, and then it gets into, it's easier, only easy to do with people who aren't taught critical thought.
Yeah.
But it does become a cycle.
Yeah, totally. I mean, that's like the, one of the biggest things I've always found with like religion, why people... don't leave or question it more is like you have like all the different sects, but it's still under the same banner of the religion. So it's like, well, but if they're doing it different and they claim it's the truth, then how are we practicing the truth? Because we do different shit. And then it's like, is everybody going to hell, or is it like a portion,
or like what are the chances that your interpretation is the one that God wants?
And then they're like, well, there's 3 billion Muslims, and it's like, yeah, but they're not all practicing the same thing.
They would actually hate each other if they all hang out together.
They would actually really hate each other, because they would hate somebody even more than somebody calling themselves a Christian or even an atheist, because it's like, you're calling yourself a Muslim but not doing what I believe you should be doing. So it's like you're subverting what I believe, and it becomes personal. I mean, these attacks in Saudi Arabia were against Shiite sites. You can see it in just that, and who ISIS is picking to attack. But it's fucking stupid. They're all the same. They believe in the same prophet and say the same things when they're making prayer.
And you're all doing it for the same reason. Like, you're all terrified of death and the mystery of life, and you cling to what your family taught you because it makes it easier to love and feel like you're protected. But everyone's the same.
Yeah, bullshit, everybody just got different messages when they were younger.
You literally just grew up in a different place.
Yeah.
Like, if I'd grown up with your parents, I'd be a Somali Muslim, exactly. And vice versa. It's...
So, yeah, I don't know. Some people just haven't come to that, or they weren't taught that sort of critical thinking.
No, I don't even know what... then your brain just stops when you think about it too much, because you're like...
Yeah, it becomes too big.
And if the one in Saudi Arabia, like, who's to... Like, the Saudi government is one of the biggest financial backers of extremist Islam. Who's to say that's not...
Well, they started Wahhabi Islam.
They started and spread Wahhabi Islam.
The backers of it. And, yeah, it was to hold power of Saudi Arabia. It wasn't meant to get this big.
And is Saudi Arabia part of the Muslim Brotherhood? Are they different?
I don't know. I think they hate the Muslim Brotherhood. Muslim Brotherhood's in Egypt.
Okay. But I lose track of who, because they all do hate each other at the same time, which is also very weird. I think the Muslim Brotherhood as well actually invented the word and spread the concept of Islamophobia.
Oh yeah,
which is not to say that there isn't a distinct discrimination against Islamic people.
Yeah,
but they spread that word so that instead of it just being prejudice or racism, they wanted to create the equivalent of anti-Semitism, where it's almost like a worse, more specific version of racism.
Yeah.
Where you other, the, like, it's gives it, like, a second tier or something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's
yeah. More distinct. They probably just wanted to have an anti-Semitism because everybody, like, it's like, not just racism, it's anti-Semitism.
If you look, like, the term Islamophobia is now widely used.
Yeah,
and
it
we
is.
Talk about
it's
it
true.
Spreading worldwide and being an epidemic, much like anti-Semitism was talked about in the past. So they.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think Muslims are kind of, shit happens in cycles. It's kind of like how when Italians and, like, Scottish and Irish people first came to this country, they were heavily discriminated against. Then when Jewish people came, they were heavily discriminated against, I think. I feel like Muslims are just going through that because we've immigrated, like, later 70s and 80s and 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like society just needs to get used to the culture. And, like, when the second generation is born and grows up, like my generation, they'll, by that time, hopefully, they'll be kind of normal with us. And we can start telling our own stories, like the way Jewish people have done on, through media and all that shit. But yeah, right now we're really seen as other, and we haven't been able, I feel like the Muslim community hasn't been able to tell their own story at all. It's all been other people telling us what we are and what we do.
Yeah. No, that's true. I actually had back in Winnipeg last week, I had an aunt ask me with, like, legitimate frustration why, after terrorist attacks, Muslim people don't stand up and, like, apologize or make it known that they're not part of that.
That's also a big misconception.
In the same conversation as her explaining how her and her son, she had raised her son to go to school with black people and Muslim people and not see them any different, and they're free of prejudice, and then ask that question.
Yeah.
In the same sentence.
Yeah, well, it's just like, I get it, obviously. I mean, even I thought that at some point, like when 9/11 and shit was happening, it's like, but we're not like this, like, why does this... But it's like, we shouldn't have to fucking...
Well, no, and she's basically asking, like, why didn't she see it in the newspaper she read? It's like she went to all the different Muslim associations and looked to see on Twitter what Muslim people were saying.
Yeah.
She just, like, opened the Winnipeg Free Press and was like, why aren't Muslim people in here?
Well, basically, we have to go door to door and individually apologize to everybody.
Yeah.
For
or, like, make
satisfied.
The city a cake. Like, a public apology.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like Muslims should do more outreach and stay out of their mosques.
I told her
stuff,
it's none of your fucking business.
That's
what
my
they
own.
Do. They're tired as shit. It's been 15 years of this. It's only gotten worse.
Yeah.
And now you want them to still put aside their day and their job and their life in the middle of Ramadan to make you feel better about their religion that you don't understand? That's not their responsibility at all.
Yeah. And
you use Wikipedia like everybody else.
And I think that people have said time and time again, like, it's not us, like, not in our name and shit. And you can't.
There's only so many times you can say that.
And you can't, you can't.
It's like it only counts when a white person says it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, some, like, Piers Morgan would never say it. One of those less stupid people, like Rachel Maddow, she says it. Jon Stewart says it, and then it's, like, accepted and makes the headlines. When Muslim people say that stuff, it stays on Twitter.
Yeah, but it's that's just authority, and those people have more clout than most Muslim people. That's why I'm saying it just takes time with these sort of things. Like, you just need people like Muslims to get out there and integrate. Even though a lot of people have, it's just not in media types.
Yeah.
Like, you don't see that many people with Muslim names or practicing Muslims on front of cameras, kind of, but a lot of in token ways, so it's just working. At least I think that would help in one way.
Yeah.
Kind of take away. And you have it in, like, Muhammad Ali was a great example. Like, it was really sad when he passed away those couple of weeks, because I was like, man, this is one of the last positive Muslim figures that North American Muslim figures that existed in the public eye, and now he's gone. Like, who do we have anymore?
Yeah.
So
what's your experience with getting carded?
I've gone carded being on Sherbourne a bunch, like, living here.
For those not familiar, carding is when cops stop you, but it's not illegal detaining.
They just want to stop your day and ask you questions and shit.
But you're not legally obligated.
Yeah,
are you?
You're not. But you don't know that.
You don't.
Well, now I do. And I don't hang around as much. Well, I haven't been approached now that I do know. It was mostly when I was younger.
Well, no, it's because it's not that now that you know, it's that now the Toronto police changed the rules.
They
have to start it off by saying, you have a right to walk away, you're not being detained. As soon as it was became difficult...
It's been way worse to some of my other friends. Like, they've had their phones been looked through for no reason and have ended up getting in shit for something that they've had on their phone, even though there's been no reason for the cop to talk to them. And mine, it's always been, do you know so-and-so? Do you know where they are? Just random questions like
nonsense.
That. Yeah.
So it was legal because it's not... You're not detaining or arresting anybody.
Yeah.
So the cops were able to do that. It just so happened to be completely disproportionate in certain areas and towards certain skin colors. And it was because of community meetings held by... Organized by Black Lives Matter in Toronto that the cops stopped... or changed the practice of carding and all but eliminated... just because of the American-style police violence doesn't happen up here as much, which we are very thankful for. And there's a lot of reasons for that. And it has been getting worse in Toronto since Detroit boiled over. But just because we don't see that doesn't mean that there's not a legitimate grievance or experience for Black people and police in Toronto.
Yeah.
But banning all Toronto police from the event in full capacity... So gay policemen can't be gay policemen on that day. I don't know, man.
Banning police from an event where there's going to be hundreds of people isn't a good idea as it is.
I really feel like where Justin Trudeau need some security if Justin Trudeau is walking down the street, right?
They need security if there's 500 people in an enclosed space anyways. Like,
basically, you're just asking them to use plainclothes officers.
I hate security. Like, I'm not the biggest fan of police.
No, I
want
to ball up
but
the private
even... If there's 500 people in a space, I want there to be some security guards. Because if some shit happens, you're going to have mob mentality, break up a fight, or people won't even maybe break it up and somebody could get, seriously injured.
Are you not aware that police, or that plainclothes officers are at every public gathering anyway? You're just asking them to use more plainclothes officers.
Yeah.
Which means less fun, and which is sketchier because cops are fucking, every 6 foot tall white guy could be looking at you, yeah.
And if you see somebody, like, if you just see a plainclothes officer tackling somebody, who isn't going to, jump in and try to, maybe...
You're
some
asking
people
for the situation to get worse. That seems... And, there are... individual...
On that demand, I think that's pretty dumb. To ban all
and
police
also,
from
it's,
pride.
Like,
that's
you know...
Stupid.
Being gay and being a policeman is a historically very hard thing to do. And they've fought very hard to be openly gay and police. Even if you disagree with that choice, it doesn't mean... I feel like they should be able to celebrate their life being gay and what they've overcome anyone else in that parade.
Yeah. I mean,
disappointing.
It's painting all police with the same brush if we're gonna...
Yeah, it's problematic for sure. And I feel like it's
like
a swing.
I think we have to do this at the same time because a lot of police do feel... and are getting persecuted. And they aren't all shooting people. Majority of them are good people, just like the majority of Black people just want to live their day.
Yeah.
So, I think just kind of need that balance.
And I'm going to go back to Hannah Arendt because it's very fresh in my mind. But the banality of evil is basically about how, you know, especially back in her day, right after World War II, the concept of evil was very black and white.
Yeah.
Like, you had
Nazis
seen Hitler
evil.
Be
yeah.
the evil one. And she really went out of her way to point out that evil exists in basically thinking you have a truth. Or joining any sort of mass movement that ignores other movements and pits you against each other and sees another side as evil, regardless of which side you're on, that's a recipe for your own organization to commit evil in the end.
Yeah.
Or for totalitarianism or fascism to emerge in those ranks.
Well,
and you need introspection and shit like that. I'm too white to be giving Black Lives Matter tips or demands, but I think... If you want cops and white gay people on your side, which in the end you want those people
not,
to sympathize with you,
it's just about
and see your argument.
About
I don't
sympathizing.
Know.
It's about common sense. Like, Black people shouldn't be shot disproportionately in our city and killed by the people that are supposed to be protecting them.
Yeah,
and just like.
No, but the issue of, for instance, Andrew Locu, who's the most recent police shooting, he was Black. He was also an
mentally
immigrant.
Ill,
he also had PTSD and other mental issues.
Yeah.
And there's and it's also a police accountability issue, period. Like, you saw at G20 when they were given absolute power, they bashed in white people's faces.
Well, and they weren't fucking Toronto cops either, though.
Some of them, oh yeah, TOP.
Some of them were, but a lot of the ones that I heard that was doing, like, that shit were fucking from outside, from, like, Calgary and shit.
Officer Bubbles.
Was it Toronto?
It was Toronto. Officer Bubbles and, like, the two other... whatever, no-name cops who other cops said, I've never seen the guy, I wasn't there.
Yeah.
That was all TOPD, yeah. Okay. And Bill Blair was the one who, I believe, issued the kettling order, which is the illegal detaining, circling the crowd and detaining everyone in there. That's an illegal, by international law. That was Bill Blair.
Yeah.
So they, I mean, Toronto police has fucked up a lot in the past, but they've shown more than anything, though, when there's a lack of accountability, that's when they flourish. When it was against white anarchists, it was the same... Same thing. So it does happen disproportionately to black people, but it's not like it doesn't. It's not like Toronto police hate black people, therefore this shit happens.
Yeah.
It's like the Orlando shooting. There's five different confluence of things that happen in there to make that shit a reality.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, the Black Lives Matter group just needs to. I mean, maybe they've grown tired of telling people the facts and showing the common sense arguments that they have of why the police should change and reform, but yeah, I don't know. How do you make any movement? The
worst part to me is that it sets a precedent that when Black Lives Matter has an event or parade, it's a license for another group to come in and disrupt that.
I mean,
right?
if they did, would they be all that surprised? And
but what would they do? I feel like Black Lives Matter
would just have to play
a persecution
angle.
If they did, that would be hilarious.
I think people would call them.
They're basically inviting people to do that now. They're starting a thing where you're gonna go around. Damn. Did you see the government asking for weed recommendations?
No, I did not.
I gotta send you the shit.
The Canadian government?
Basically...
Your patriotic duty.
Basically, the Trudeau government, they still don't have enough information, research, and public opinion on marijuana. So now, fucking how long has it been since he was elected? 9 months since he was elected and gave that promise?
Hasn't it been more than a year?
No, October.
Wow, I keep thinking he's already been prime minister for a year.
No, it hasn't been that long.
I was going to say 2 years even. Like, what?
Last October.
Was that when the... I feel like it's been so long ago. Last Thanksgiving
was when he was elected. And then April was when they announced they were starting a task force. So they're just dragging their feet. And now in June, or July, they put out a form basically asking for people's opinion. You have like an essay length thing to respond to all these questions. Like, do you not know that people want to smoke weed?
Yeah.
Holy shit, what do we pay you to do for the last 9 months? It's like when somebody is waiting, he is dealing
with a lot of Syrian immigrants. Like, it's like Alberta when you're... just like burned half of it.
There's lots of people. It's not like Trudeau is the only person on this.
Getting clean water to all, you know. There's a lot of stuff he has to do before he gets to weed.
No, this is like when you're waiting for someone to come over and they're a half hour late and then they're like, oh, which streetcar is it again? Like, and you're like, what the fuck?
So like a normal night when I'm coming over.
What? I'm trying to low-key shade old nerdy, yes. And they're like, oh, which streetcar is it again? You're like, what the fuck? It's been 6 hours. What are you doing?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I guess so, Trudeau has some Somali in him. This is great.
Oh, man. Like, I'm scared that this is... They're putting out this form so that this is the only info they'll
use.
I'm going
to be impressed if he gets it done and it's legal in stores by the time
It's going to suck, though.
By the time his prime minister, whatever... I can't say presidency. By the time his prime minister... His 4 years is up.
Term is the word you're looking for.
The two things I want to see in my lifetime is, like, marijuana get legal and the Leafs win a Stanley Cup. That's been, like, since I was a kid.
Oh, no, it'll happen next year, but it'll happen wrong, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, I'm scared that they put this form out so that they can use only this information and ignore the mass public opinion on the news and social media and everything. And they can, kind of like an election where they're like, well, you didn't use the time allotted to write it and give it to the government. Ugh. So they can ignore actual public opinion. I'm scared that that's what they're doing, because the whole discussion paper, there's so much focus on It's all about high THC concentration and how they want to keep a cap on THC.
Well, I saw that they wanted to keep a cap on, like, edibles and shit.
No, they're talking about how edibles and concentrates, which is stuff like dabs and hash oil,
yeah.
How that stuff is too high concentration. And it's dangerous for people.
Smoking it and...
And that's a lie.
Yeah.
Like, it's like saying vodka is worse than beer.
Exactly.
Just don't drink
yeah.
as much of it,
exactly.
stupid. Jesus. And you can buy, like, Everclear,
that's
70% alcohol.
That's exactly what it is, though. Like, a joint is, like, beer, and a concentrate is more concentrated, just like liquor.
Like, hey, this is my nightmare, is that when it's legal, you go to the LCBO,
uh-huh.
and there's a little kiosk shelf.
And they don't let you get as
run
much
by,
dabs
with,
as you want?
No, with, like, a few pre-approved government strains at 16%. Run by, like, a 50-year-old LCBO manager.
Yeah.
And that's it. Just government-regulated dirt weed.
I hope it's not government-regulated. I really hope it's not. But it seems like it'll go that way, because that's how it is with all of our...
Well,
I mean, except cigarettes. Cigarettes are sold in convenience stores.
The discussion paper that we is linked to on our Facebook explicitly mentions Colorado's policies as, like, they don't want to follow that, despite
yeah.
it working amazingly and being basically what we have here now, which is independent dispensaries.
Yeah.
And they're talking about making it more expensive to discourage use, which is, like, again, so stupid. Like, that's not... It's just gouging the consumer in the name
yeah,
of public safety.
Yeah, it should be fucking cheaper.
Do you know how much weed I have smoked in the past 5 years, Justin Trudeau?
And it's so easy to fucking grow. It shouldn't be more expensive. It doesn't make any sense.
Has discouraging the use of drugs ever, ever, ever worked in human history?
Yeah.
Has telling people not to get high ever stopped them from getting high before? Christ, it's ridiculous. And this is after 9 months of sitting like, they're like, this is what they came out with.
Legalizing it. How is he going to be like, maybe he's just saying this. Maybe they're just kind of saying this. I hope.
What do you mean?
To like have older Canadians just not freak out.
No, I think they're really going to fuck it up if they bring it out. And that's why they're fighting against stuff like Canna Clinic, because that's what the consumer wants.
Yeah.
And they've left the market for, what, 3-4 decades to... Like, they've let an entire market flourish and exist and,
yeah.
and establish prices and strains come out. And then they want to come and, like, chop the market down to 10% and say, we own this now, and the other 90% can't operate.
Well, I mean,
it's
just
not
the black
work.
Market's going to keep going.
Yeah,
that's
always
all that's
going to
happen.
And then the
you
cops
have a
will
black
have
market
to...
for smokes that still exists. They try to weed it out, you know, but...
But it's nowhere near as big as the black market for weed. Like, a
yeah.
lot of the black market
well,
for smokes...
Well, there is right now is a black market.
A lot of the black market for smokes is, like, stealing and reselling or
yeah.
buying on reserves with no tax
yeah.
and reselling, stuff like that. But weed would just be, like, you would just keep going to your dealer's house because he'd have
yeah.
better shit and better
yeah.
deals. And then the cops would be spending extra money on chasing that down. You have the exact same problem. That's the whole thing. We're doing this to save time and resources on behalf of the government and the health system. And they'd be, and all, if you ban concentrates, people are going to try to make hash oil with butane
yeah,
in their garage
yeah,
and
yeah.
burn their face off.
Well, it's so, well, did you watch, like, Smokables with Abdullah, whatever his name?
The Vice thing?
T-Kid, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
he
awesome.
Shows how you can just get it, like, using a hair iron. You can make a concentrate. You just, like, smush a nug for a bit, and
yeah.
it just comes out.
You take all your leftover
no
keef.
No butane necessary.
Take your
oh,
keef.
You can take keef?
Take all your keef. Push it, press it together, put it in the oven, and you make hash.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we're gonna do it.
Yeah.
People are gonna get as high as possible all the time, because it's fun as shit.
Yeah.
And the paper also doesn't mention, like, they say, like, these are the known benefits. This is what we know about cannabis, and it says, like, cancer, all the big disease stuff,
yeah.
and then it says anxiety and depression related to these long-term illnesses.
Yeah.
So it doesn't even acknowledge anxiety and depression as being one mental health issues on their own.
Yeah.
They say it as a result of other long-term diseases.
Yeah.
Or baseline anxiety and depression that don't qualify as, like, mental health, like, diagnosable or prescribable mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Just the relief that marijuana brings individual people that is none of their business in the first place. So they still have no interest in, like, none of them actually like weed. The woman running it, I forget her name, but she, Anne McClellan.
Yeah.
She opposed it all through the, when Chrétien and Paul Martin were trying desperately in the early 2000s, it looked like it might happen. She was the biggest advocate against it and said it was a health risk and all this bullshit.
Yeah.
And now she's running this. Like, she has a disdain for
mm-hmm.
the drug itself. And they're trying to do the bare minimum to shut us up.
Well, they're looking at it from, like, a public health, I guess, standpoint.
They're not even, though, because even public health information shows that, like, THC isn't... The high percentage of THC isn't dangerous in a wide...
The way they look at it is, like, with the government legalizing it, they almost... Maybe they think that it's, like, in some way they're endorsing it.
They should be, though.
I know, it's much less harmful than cigarettes and alcohol. I know. But, and they don't want to come off that way as showing that they're now, like, something that's been illegal for years and years since the dawn of Canada. They don't want to be seen as, like, promoting it. And, like, because, I mean, and if you are smoking the plant vapor and not vaping, it is, like, harsh on your lungs. Like, smoking any, inhaling any smoke in that way isn't good for you. Like, but they haven't done any of the research on shit, like, causing cancer and causing... anxiety or schizophrenia. None of that has been done, so they can't go around saying this shit.
Yeah,
like, they don't have the studies to back it up.
Well, they also leave out the curing cancer part, or like the,
yeah, and because the, they're exactly, there's also alternate studies that have said things like that, to the complete opposite.
Yeah,
stuff saying that it's cured depression in a lot of people, and we obviously know that it helps people that are going through chemo. So I don't know. There's benefits and negatives to everything.
No, but their
with
paper,
this lady heading it, she's just looking at
it. She acknowledges it, like, that it helps with chemo, but they won't acknowledge that it could just help with regular shit.
Yeah.
It has to be, like, a severe medicinal thing. They can't just let it be a drug like anything else. Like, there's no...
Why can't you, like, just have... I don't know why they... Why are they against, like... You have a long day... Like, Anne McClellan probably has a long day at work... She goes home and has, like, a glass of wine or something. Like, why can't you go home and have a joint?
I'm wondering, why don't they have to provide the same health...
For alcohol.
...benefits for alcohol and cigarettes? Yeah. No one's asking them to justify that.
Yeah.
It's a recreational drug.
That's what I never got. Like, I think that's, like, the biggest argument for it being legalized. It's like, well, if you're going to allow society to have these things and be able to make educated adult decisions on them and control them... Right now, I can buy as much liquor as I want. I just have to go to different liquor stores. And I could, like, drink myself to death. I couldn't do that with weed if I wanted.
Well, and if you go in, like, is there... Because, part of the government's plan is that they want to put, like, a limit on how much you can buy. But, like, if I bought 40 bottles of vodka, would they stop me? Is that illegal?
They can't.
I don't think so.
Well, they can't. If you just... You're not going to buy it
if
all
I just
the same
took
time.
A whole shelf of vodka and bought it. Would they say, like, that's too much possession, you're going to resell it? I don't think so.
Yeah.
It's legal. I'm a consumer. I can buy the fuck I want. I'm a
Yeah, bitch. That's what I mean. Like, where do you draw the line between freedom and,
helping
people?
They talked a lot of shit about legalizing it, but they're still so soft and scared about it. They're still doing the bare minimum because they don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I think is the biggest thing. Like, even though Trudeau ran on it and he got voted in because of it, well, wasn't the only reason, but one of the reasons that I even voted for him. So, fuck, man. Do it.
Just let us get high. Jesus Christ. It's insane at this point. How long is this
taking? No, it's going to happen regardless. It's just... I even think we're in the perfect place right now, because now you could even smoke in front of a cop and maybe you might get shit on. Maybe.
That's the thing.
Even back before, they would just tell you to throw it out. I mean, I feel like now, even though it's not legal, that we're buying it from government stores, that it's in a place where you can still smoke kind of like wherever you want.
As long as the police conduct active raids, it's a problem.
That's the problem.
The police are still spending resources and time tracking down and raiding these dispensaries.
Yeah.
I've been on the phone with Canna Clinic because I might actually take a job there, because they pay very well for a cashier job.
Yeah.
And they, when I was talking on the phone, I asked all my legal questions about the lawyers on my side and if who pays bail, shit like that, what the charges are if I do get caught. And I guess the woman said, like, right now they really, really want, like, they keep getting cited for zoning bylaw shit because you can't have a dispensary close to whatever. And so the business gets charged with zoning bylaws, and then the individual cashiers get charged with possession and distribution in small amounts.
Yeah.
And she's saying, like, they are desperately asking the police and the city to create a zoning bylaw. So they want to pay the license and be a business. They're dying to pay whatever licensing fees they can.
In all their dispensary videos.
Yeah, they really want to be a legal, legitimate business.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't get, why are they allowed to open a business but then get raided?
Yeah.
Why don't you just not let them open? I don't know.
I didn't even know that. I thought they were illegal. Like, I didn't know. I still don't understand how they can open and do these things.
No, it doesn't. But it, at this point, the government is half-assing it.
I mean, that's the first problem. Time I did buy from Canaccord, I'm just like, okay, what the like fuck I'm is just going gonna on? Give. Okay, I'll just get my bag of weed in this little white bag.
And the stuff at Canna Clinic is, I think, over 20% now, some of it. Like, it's really strong. It's yeah, good shit.
It's good shit, yeah.
If we had to go back to 2010 Sherborne, or 2012 Sherborne weed.
I went back and I bought, like, from my old dealers, his lowest strain, like, yeah. The cheap stuff. And it's decent, yeah, but it's not Canna Clinic.
It's not gonna... The market's there already, yeah.
And we've kind of been spoiled now that I have all these different strains and varieties and hybrids and concentrates and shit.
Oh, we still gotta... We gotta... I haven't bought any concentrates from Clinic, but I want a dab. Or you broke the dab rig, though, didn't you?
Yeah, he broke the dabber. Okay. I didn't break the dabber. My roommate broke the dabber.
Somebody broke the dab rig right before I was gonna buy dabs from Canna Clinic.
I want to get a pen, though. I don't even... I didn't really like the dabber. I like pens. They seem... Yeah. Cool. Yeah, it seems like you get a nice big toke out of it, and I like that. I just like the aesthetic of smoking something in my hand.
See, I just like the big contraption element.
Yeah, I don't like that because it can break and shit.
Yeah, but it just feels like a machine getting you high.
Yeah.
Like, vroom, vroom, vroom. I don't know. It's something fun. So yeah, go to the link on our Facebook page, Apocalypse Please on Facebook. And tell the government, honestly, because if they're going to be this stupid about it, then we have to babysit them. And there's a place at the bottom to put, to attach, they won't let you submit a link. You have to download and attach academic papers to support your point. Uh-huh. I don't know, the poor people who have to read through this shit must lose their minds.
It's pages that are paid. I want to do that.
What?
I want to do that job.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to be.
They're going to lose their mind, though.
Yeah, for sure.
We need someone on the inside, though, reading it and giving the right recommendations. But yeah. Honestly, I this weekend, I think I might gather a bunch of resources and kind of put together a kit for how to fill this form out.
Yeah.
Almost like one of those change.org petitions where you copy-paste the same shit. If everyone comes across with the same message, because there's so many... The problem with this shit is, like, the people who care about legal weed don't care about telling the government.
There are people that do, but there's not enough people that
not
I think...
Enough,
there's not enough casual smokers and people that, like, you... Like, when you're in Canna Clinic, don't you see people that, like, I would have never saw...
I saw dad bring his son in.
Yeah, I saw
a mom... Or son bring his dad in, I guess.
I saw a mom and her daughter go in, like...
It's actually beautiful.
It's beautiful. Okay,
and you know what that mom wants? Does that mom want a big, fat blunt? Or does she want a little sticky thing she can make steam out of it that doesn't harm her lungs? Or does she want a little chocolate bar, gummy bear, whatever?
That's what I'm saying.
Even the Trudeau voter, like, their target demographic, think of the children, those people, they want a chocolate bar. They want to be able to vape.
I feel like they want it. They're curious.
And it is the least... I'm not much of a capitalist, but it's not even an open market thing when you restrict it that badly. When you're intentionally pulling premium product off the market.
Oh, it's stupid. It's, yeah.
Because we can't tell how much weed we need in our bodies. It's fucking backwards. I can't. So please go, everyone go yell at
them. Yeah, they gotta stop being dumb on this one. They're really off.
And like Justin Trudeau, we put some faith in you.
Yeah.
Because you look 25. Act 25, Justin. Jesus. More, I think. All right, what do you recommend this week?
I had a YouTube video that was really... Season 2 of Marco Polo came out on Netflix. You should watch that.
Is that good, though?
It's good. It's just like Orange is the New Black. It starts out kind of looking at Marco Polo, and you think the show's going to all be about him, but it all goes to, like, Kublai Khan's court and, like, all the different... But I feel like they're kind of trying to do a Game of Thrones thing.
It feels like a shitty Chinese Game of Thrones.
I take offense
like,
to that.
Like a Chinese knockoff.
This has historical some. It's not completely historical accurate, but it has some.
I don't think it's
cool
that accurate.
Accuracies like with the costumes and the hairstylings and shit. It's not bad. It's a good show. Netflix shows are usually good, so
yeah.
Try it out if you're sad that Game of Thrones is gone and want to see a fat guy rule shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that show looks all right. Have you seen Schoolboy Q's two-parter he put on YouTube?
Like that part?
No, but he put out like a Lemonade, like a narrative movie that incorporates his music.
No way, no.
Oh, go look it up. Go check out Schoolboy Q right now. We're gonna watch both parts. It's like a couple of his new songs, but it's like him and a bunch of I guess, actors or friends.
Yeah.
Who play very, just like, they just like kind of do this one, By Any Means, and then this Tuki Knows is part well, two, yeah.
Tuki Knows was off his, like, his first mixtape.
No,
like
this...
Habits and Contradictions, or second mixtape.
Yeah, but this is like a whole movie about them, like, robbing shit and stuff that also incorporates a song at the end. It's really good.
Tuki Knows.
So check out that two-parter. Schoolboy Q's album is out, I think, next week. It's going to be insane.
Oh, wow.
Already pumped for it.
Man, I feel like people have been listening to Schoolboy Q for a while now, but...
But, like, if you look at
I've been listening
to
him for so long, and now I'm just like, he's, like, Kanye to me. I'm just like, what is he doing now?
But
like,
he's not that big.
He isn't, like, no, I know. I've just been... Because I got into Kendrick Lamar really early, and then Schoolboy Q was doing shit with Kendrick Lamar, so
And then you got me into Schoolboy Q.
Yeah.
Back three, before, like, Oxymoron, yeah.
Yeah, he was good.
But, like, yeah, his song with Kanye has, like, 22 million views, and then his songs on his own are, like, 4 or 5 million, which is weird. I don't know why he's not bigger.
That's all you need is, like, just have his name there. Speaking of, like, Kanye West, what do you think of the Famous video?
Kanye West is nowhere near as talented as people think he is.
Well, it's based on a painting. It's not even... No,
he
I know,
saw a
no.
painting?
No, I mean, it's not, like, he didn't... make it up is the and it's I thought there would be more shots after I read like an article on it, like what inspired the video before I saw the video, and it was about this guy and this painting of like people sleeping and shit, and then I watched the video and it's like it's just a lot of close-ups of tits and I think they're wax models, like I mean the whole technique
has been used a million times before for those photos, and it's like I really don't see why he gets as much credit as he does. He just does nonsensical shit with tits and a high budget.
Yeah.
And then acts like he's just copying all these other artistic fashion ideas that have come before him.
Yeah.
But then he yells that he's better about it, and his fan base loves that.
He gets the credit, yeah.
No, fuck him, and then
he is the most interesting, like, living art display that we have.
Is he?
He lives it.
Yeah. If he wasn't so loud, he wouldn't be that
interesting. He's like a perfect, like... He encapsulates, like, capitalism and our fake, like, caring about shit and how we just all want the hype. He's, like, perfect for that.
Maybe.
He married a supermodel just because...
She's not even a supermodel. She's not even a supermodel, Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. Why is she
famous?
She's
just a famous hoe.
Because Ray J was beside her and he even put him in the movie. It's like he fully acknowledges it and knows it, but continues to be Kanye.
Like, I think he...
And he even says it in the video. He's like, we're never going to die, which I thought was a...
He sucks.
He knows it.
He sucks and acts really like an amazing artist. I think he unintentionally does create a very intriguing performance art piece, but his intentional art is garbage.
Yeah,
I think that's the collateral...
It's like Basquiat. It's like Basquiat's actual art. Like, he could draw. He actually could draw.
Who?
Basquiat. The guy that does The Crown and... I had one of his up there. He had, like, really, it's, like, almost looks like finger-painted stuff.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Of, like, black boxers. He did a lot of stuff on boxing, and it's really crude.
Mm.
The actual art looks bad, but he was so popular, and is still popular today. Like, you have Jay-Z and shit.
But he didn't draw those and then go, this is the best drawing of all time!
No, he did.
In
he
people's
had a
faces.
Different persona.
Exactly.
He had white people to do that for him, though, and, like, Andy Warhol.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's kind of like that. He would probably be really impressed that I'm comparing him to Basquiat, but it's like, yeah.
Don't let Kanye hear that, alright?
Just fucking...
He doesn't need that.
Crazy performance artist. At least that's how I want to think how he is, because I like Yeezus and shit.
No.
And I like The Life of Pablo, too.
We can
I
do
like
a music podcast on Kanye. I could do a whole episode debating Kanye.
We should.
And his cultural relevance.
After he drops the video for, what's gonna be a crazy one? I think Famous was, because it wasn't Famous, the video where he shouted out that line about Taylor.
Yeah, yeah. But then their lawyers have a recording of her okaying it, apparently. That they might release. Like, it was right before the Grammys, so it looks like she okayed it, and then she knew it would come out right before the Grammys, and then she used that to be like, personal sexism, and then she just happened to, like, have a big platform and shit to talk about at the Grammys.
What about in the video? Like, can they not... They can't... These public figures can't, like, sue him for using their likeness?
Not fair use. If it's, like, a parody or an artistic rendition.
I guess so. Well,
yeah.
That sucks.
No,
for Donald Trump, I think, and like Reagan.
That's the problem is
and
like
Amber Rose, and he credits their names at the end.
The problem is like if you let Taylor Swift take that video down, then you also let Donald Trump take videos down that he's in. So it's got to be applicable to everybody.
No, I don't mean in that way. They would want it.
Yeah.
Taken down because it is using and their names, but at the same time, you got to be like they are famous and they're in the public eye, so it's like everybody. I don't know. It's like a weird voyeuristic, thing he was going for there.
It's like if he tried to explain it, he'd do that thing where he starts a sentence and then starts another sentence. Over
I feel
and
like
over.
I know what he like. I always feel like I know what Kanye's going for with his shit. It's
I
like,
feel like even
but he never finishes. Yeah, it's like he never finishes the thought.
He can't fully execute any of his verbal thoughts it's on like, TV or any of his artistic things. He's just like
he
has
it and then
cool
he always busts early.
Yeah, it's basically him, and now I think he just watches his old stuff and then jacks off and then calls that whatever comes from jacking off the new material.
Yeah.
Like, it's a cycle of...
It lands on the wall, and he's like, this...
Just wakes up...
Shall be my master.
Looks in the mirror and, like, busts every morning and then goes to work.
Yeah, that's what we all do, man.
Yeah, it gets out of hand. I think when you marry Kim Kardashian, like, someone else with no sense of reality or groundedness, it's gonna flip.
Yeah.
Anyway... We'll see how much of that makes the final cut.
Yeah.
Next week, hopefully in a studio. That'd be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Look for us on CJRU. Check our Facebook for that link. And we will see you next week.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. See you.
Comme toujours, comme moins, comme le experimental. Le troisième niveau, c'est comme j'entends, c'est comme off-beat, puis tu sais, genre, comme ça, c'est le niveau, là, comme extra.